love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. What is that, by the way? Well, it's a nationally syndicated radio show talking about video games, hosted by someone who loves video games. That would be me. And I would love to hear from you as well. I think life would be half as good without video games. And yes, I am being serious with that statement. My name is Rick Tittle. And here I sit in the very luxurious home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network in downtown San Francisco, California. Great to have you with us. The big weekend of football, and we'll get back to all the sports talk here on Sports Byline USA in an hour. Also on SB Nation Radio as well. And the Dan Patrick Channel, which is on Sirius XM. Great to be on all those venues. In fact, you can go through the internet at sportsbyline.com. Listen to us that way. Click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. And you can send your cheat code request. I'll give that away at the end of the show. And also at 40 after, I give out a brand new game each and every week. And then you can send your answer to that as well, rick@sportsbyline.com. But we're also on sbnationlive.com as well. And best of all, the American Forces Radio Network. And that's over 177 countries out there, wherever you are listening. If you are in the military or lay people, allies, whatever, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Hope to come home very soon. So this show is, I don't make games. I'm not in anybody's back pocket. I'm not going to steer you one way or another. I only judge video games on one criterion, and that is it fun? I'm not impressed by all the hype and the pixelations and the voice acting. I mean, that can look really good. Don't get me wrong. I like it better when it looks clean. But, you know, Tetris, what was so great about that? It was fun. So stuff like that.
Is all you're going to talk about is Tetris?
No, I'll talk about other stuff. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch, twitch.tv. There I am talking into a high-def webcam. Search for Sports Byline USA. And if you want to send me a tweet, it is at Rick Tittle. We'll give a brand new game away at 40 after. I'll let you know what's new this week as well. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tilla with you on the Video Game Review. Hey, the lines are open. You know, you're my unpaid correspondents out there. You're the ones that tell me what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. I always begin the show. By the way, no guests today. You be my guest. Be my guest. Angela Lansbury, Beauty and the Beast, Jerry Ormond. Come on in at 1-800-878-PLAY, play 7529, talking video games. I always start off by saying, what have you been playing this weekend? And I find it ironic in many ways that when I first started playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare on the PS4, first time I played it, I was like, nah, I don't think I'm going to play it again. Because I was so into Battlefield 1, and I had gotten World War 2 back out as well, which, of course, is a little more cartoony. And I thought, this is just a Battlefield 4 ripoff, and yeah, I don't know if I'm going to play it. And now I'm so hooked, it's ridiculous. And even at season one, which is going to, I guess, come out every 2 months, season two, season three, I've got every free weapon you can get. It kicks you back to level 55. Right now I'm at rank 143, so 155 is going to max out, but there's no more free weapons you can get. I didn't pay for season one. And it's just so addictive, and I find myself, I want to say, playing too much. Is there such a thing? Everything in moderation, laddie. So that's been kind of occupying me, and I have put aside other such games that I was into. Like, I was starting to really get back into Fallout 76, another game which I didn't like in the beginning, and of course I think the whole world agreed on that because it wasn't what we were hoping for. But I put that aside. I also, after 11 years... My Sharp Aquos went kaput, and I had never gone to 4K because there was no reason to. In 2008, I bought a 40-inch high-def Sharp Aquos, and it was the best thing I ever bought. because not one pixel drop, not one tear, not one Godzilla mouth not matching audio. But we had a power surge in my neighborhood, and the TV, when all the lights went out, and it went like, and the only thing that had been deteriorating is the sound. It was starting to sound a little more muffled. And I thought, I'm not going to go get a sound bar. I'll just wait until this thing dies, and then I'll go 4K. Well, it went, and I could never turn it back on. So took it down to the recycling center and went out, and now I'm working with 55-inch Samsung QLED and did the research and saying, if you want to play video games, this is the one. And so anyway, so far so good. Knock on wood, it's been great. Because, you know, you stand in front of those TVs and you're like, I wonder what it'd be like to take this thing home and play video games in front of it. I did see at the recycling center, somebody was already recycling an 80-inch. And all I could think of was maybe a baseball or a hammer hit it or something. There was actually this sick guy. Now, this is California, and it's the Bay Area. But there was this sick guy playing a sitar for everyone at the recycling. You're probably saying, what the hell is a recycling center? It's pretty Bay Area, pretty East Bay. I live in the East Bay near Berkeley. So, yeah, there's a guy in a sitar. And I'm carrying this 40-inch TV over to be recycled. And he goes, hey, is that thing broken? And I wanted to say, no, I'm just rich. I think it's time for a new one. So I'm just going to recycle this one. I'm not going to sell it or give it to a friend or donate it to charity. I'm just going to chuck it, let it get recycled. But anyway, so rocking that thing now. And so now, 55-inch game mode, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And now I'm thinking about the PlayStation 5 because that's going to have UHD. That's going to go 4K. There's no reason for me to get a PS4 Pro because the new console is coming this year, the PS5. And so I've taken the step. Now, here's the thing. I'm not rich. I work in radio. And that other TV was so good, there was no reason to get rid of it. And it was tempting because they're like, 4K, look at this sale. Look at Costco. Look at Amazon. Oh, my gosh, 4K, 4K. And I had a lot of people said, oh, I've had so much problems with this or that. Who do I trust? Do I trust LG? Do I trust Vizio? Do I trust Samsung? Everything's like, oh, this thing sucks. And the next review is like, greatest thing I ever bought. It's easy to get a lemon, Liz Lemon. Anyway, knock on wood, so far so good. Also, a video game so many times get a bad rap for any of the ills of our society, right? We even had the President of the United States come out and say that video games are part of the problem, which to me is just bad parenting, or sometimes kids are just crazy. We all know this, kids. Hopefully you're not one of them. But movies, anything else that are made for adults, liquor, cigarettes, whatever. Pick your ill, pick your vice. There are a lot of video games that are made for adults. That's why there's an M on it. You're supposed to be a grown-up. And yet Bill's like, oh, my kid's playing. Well, your kid shouldn't be playing that. And even if you're 19 and you're playing an M game, I think the vast preponderance of us can understand the difference between reality and fantasy world. I think most of us can. But anyway, I bring it up because there's a story that's been making the rounds internationally about video game camaraderie actually saving someone from 5,000 miles away. Aiden Jackson was playing online in his bedroom in Widnes. Widnes, can I get a Widnes? No, Widnes is in England. And he had a seizure. He was playing with a friend, a girl named Dia Lathora, or Lathora. Anyway, Dia Lathora, she's a 20-year-old in Texas. And she alerted the police in the United Kingdom when she realized something was wrong, and the police arrived at his house. His parents had no idea he had had a seizure. And so he's 17. His mother, now Aiden is 17. She said, we were watching TV at home. Aiden was upstairs in his room. The next thing we noticed were two police cars outside with flashing lights. And the police said that They had received a call from the United States regarding an unresponsive male at their address. They rushed upstairs and they found their son extremely disoriented. Now, LaThora said she knew Jackson's address, but she didn't have the family phone number. Instead, she dialed the police in the UK. She found the number. Now, I know here it's 911, over there it's 999, but I don't think you can call 999 from America. You have to look up the witness police number, which I guess you can do on the internet. But she said she was alerted because he stopped talking, and then she said, I could hear him seething and breathing really hard, and it sounded like he was choking and crying. So she called police in Cheshire. Cheshire is the cat, and of course, where witness is. She said, I'm calling from the U.S. I'm currently playing a video game with my friend. I think he's had a seizure, and he's not responding. Now, he had had a seizure in the spring as well, and he's currently waiting for an appointment to get checked out. This sounds like NHS. Troy Buba. But anyway, the mother said, we are extremely thankful for what Dia did and shocked that we could be downstairs and not know anything was happening. I've spoken to her and expressed our thanks. She's just glad she could help. I thank her every day. So, first of all, that's really nice. Now, somebody told me, yeah, if that was a guy, he wouldn't have called the police. That's not true. Guys aren't heartless. It's not just because she's of the female persuasion that she cared more. A guy could have called the police. But anyway, good for Dia. Glad to hear that Aiden's okay. Not like we know him, but it's good to hear that he's all right. And once again, just showing video games could potentially save a life. Come on back.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up at 40 after in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 after. So get in and get heard, whatever is going on in your video game world. The toll-free line is 1-800-878-PLAY. Neophytes, welcome as well. You don't have to be hardcore to get in. You probably think this show is about you. You're so vain. No. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. I got an email here from Nicolette. Nicolette writes in, and she said, Rick, I'm psyched because there's a new store in Jersey called J2 Games, which is going to sell retro video equipment and will also sell online. Do you want me to pick something up for you? LOL. Nicolette Sheridan. Nicolette, thank you very much for the email. Yeah, I went ahead and I looked at that. That store, J2 Games, it's going to be in New Jersey. It's, by the way, I really like New Jersey. New Jersey gets a bad rap. New Jersey is not just the situation in Tony Soprano. It is the Garden State. It's actually very pretty, for those of you who don't know. But being very Jersey, it's exit 135. You know, which exit? The Garden State Parkway, exit 135, if you want to get in. It's at the Clarkton Shopping Center. But one thing, I don't know if you knew this, Nicolette, but a couple years ago, I was staying in the East Village, and I didn't even know. I happened upon walking down East 6th to see a store called Video Games New York. That place is the bomb. That place is so amazing, and it's very tight spaces, and it's got a big Mario outside. Now, here's the thing. It's got a lot of retro games. It's got a lot of old stuff, and I'm talking you can go Dreamscape, ColecoVision, N64, anything you want, they've got it. But you're going to have to pay. It's like online, if you want to buy an old NES game, I'm sure somebody on eBay will sell you those games for $1 or $1.99. I don't know, unless it's a rare classic title. But at Video Games New York, you're going to have to fork. And I noticed that some of those games that were for the NES were like $30 and $40. Well, they were 50 at the time. But I bring it up, too, because I remember it had received some bad reviews from some video game fans, Video Games New York, not because the prices were high, but because when you walk in, all this stuff is behind glass, and there's a huge display behind glass that just says not for sale. And there's a whole bunch of N64 and NES games, and then you go up a little bit, and there's like the original Gold, Zelda, 3DS, the first original DXL, and, you know, 25th anniversary. And then there's a lot of little figurines. There's Toads and Zeldas. And the reason is that people are like, I don't understand this. I thought you're a store. You're a store and I can't buy it. I want to buy this. Let me have it. I just think it's cool, and I know everything is, you know, handled online now, but I just think it's really cool that you can go downtown and actually walk in and get stuff for the Wii U, you know, the Wii U. Oh, yeah, for the Neo Geo. For the Neo Geo Pocket. Do you remember the Neo Geo Pocket? All that stuff was there. The Famicom. The Famicom was the NES in Japan. The Famicom just comes from family computer, like Pokemon is from Pocket Monster. Famicom is a way of telling mom and dad, no, this isn't just to play Super Mario and Zelda. This is going to be the family computer. And then it got into these gender roles that were very traditional. Dad, you can, in fact, keep your blueprints for building a shed and all your hunting spreadsheets. And mom, it's perfect for cooking and you can keep all your recipes. Anyway, that's how they sold it. And it's kind of funny that in Japan, in English, it's called a family computer. And then the Super Family Computer, the Super Famicom. And then Genesis, by the way, when it was out in Japan, they had a wider slot. But the actual teeth inside, what the chip would match up, all you had to do if you wanted to was very gently take like a screwdriver and a hammer on the end and then just break out the sides of the mouth of your U.S. Genesis and the Japanese game would fit in. You just have to make sure your TV was not NTSC, but PAL or CCAM. These are the things that we had to deal with before everybody was going to go high def. Because back then, if you ever went to Europe, you're like, why do they have such better looking TVs? Well, they weren't running on NTSC, which wasn't as good. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to give away a brand new game. Another email here comes from RJ. RJ writes in from Elko. Wow, that's way out there in Nevada. And I said, and by the way, if you're listening on the East Coast, it's not your fault that you're told to say Nevada and Oregon, but it is Nevada and Oregon. It's just like we say Appalachian, and then people from there tell me it's Appalachian, so I'm trying to get with it. Anyway, this RJ writes in, Rick, the game I'm looking most forward to this year is Animal Crossing. What is the one that you're most looking forward to? Animal Crossing New Horizons. Yes, it is making its Switch debut. It is the first mainline Animal Crossing game in 8 years. It looks amazing. It's got the signature player character designs, got the cute animals looking cuter than ever, but it's got a new crafting mechanic, which looks pretty fun. It's a way you're going to build tools and then use those tools to build furniture. And people are already thinking about this island that you're on, how to deck it out. So it's like, you know, do you want to sign up with Tom Nook for another mortgage? This is going to be coming out on March 20th, by the way. I know somebody was wondering if I was like super looking forward to Cyberpunk 2077. Not really. I'm open-minded. Anything or the Final Fantasy VII remake, I played it the first time. I think that's good when you're not there. The one that I would really look forward to, and I can't play it just yet, is Half-Life Alyx. Because it isn't quite Half-Life 3, which we've been waiting for from Valve forever and keep getting rumors and innuendo. But it is the first full-fledged new installment in Half-Life in a long time. It's just going to be released exclusively on PC VR headsets. Now, I do have an Oculus Go. I don't know if that's going to be able to run it. I hope so, but I rather doubt it. I think this is going to be on the big boys system, not the one to go. But Alyx puts you in the role of the eponymous Alyx Vance, and you will fight against Combines. Remember, you'd kill a combat and go. It's going to be a lot of hand-based interactions, like reloading guns, throwing objects, and we know nothing about the story right now. And remember, the end of Half-Life 2 Episode 2 was a cliffhanger. But from the videos I've seen, you basically look out in front of you and you see two pair of hands not connected to any arms. I know a lot of Halo people are really looking forward to Halo Infinite. Isn't it funny? What was the game where they go, this is the last Halo game ever? I'm like, why would they say that? Because first of all, if that's true, that's just dumb. And the other one is like, if that's true, it's sad. It wasn't. We're going to have a new Minecraft game. Speaking about building stuff on your island, Minecraft Dungeons. And that's when you take the craft out of Minecraft. And it's going to task players with exploring randomly generated dungeons, a lot of monsters, traps, and puzzles. As I said, it doesn't have the crafting, but it will have the social element because you can play online with three other people. That'll be on the Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. That'll be in April. And then Pokemon Sleep. This is one of the weirdest spins. This is going to be on your phone. Pokemon Go developer Niantic and Select Button are developing Pokemon Sleep, a game that revolves on how much that you sleep. What does that mean? I don't know. But what's the one Pokemon who sleeps his whole life? And, of course, that's a Snorlax. Everyone can only speak their name, or like Jigglypuff can sing their name, or Geodude. The only one that can talk, of course, is Meowth, and he talks like this with Team Rocket. I know, this is why they gave me a show. But anyway, thanks for the emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. I'm also looking forward to DLC. It's a new thing these last few years. It's the gift that keeps on giving, new maps for some of my favorite FPS games. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use Home Advisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
And we are back on the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, wherever you're listening around the world on American Forces, perhaps on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, SB Nation Radio, Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM. Give me a honk out there, you truckers out there. Great to have you with us. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch.tv, search for Sports Byline USA. There's a little chat stream there as well, if you'd like to get in that way. I see we have some viewers right now. And, yes, I'm dressed for radio in my shark's hat and my hoodie. This is like a tux for the radio world. Anyway, it's 40 after, so it's time to give away a game. And the game that I have here is called Planet Zoo. Planet Zoo is available on the PC only. It is developed and published by Frontier Developments. Now, you might remember them. They're the people that gave us Planet Coaster and Zoo Tycoon. Planet Zoo is a very cool concept game for a sim. And that is when you think about all the things you have to do to build up whatever your sim is, usually empire building. Then you take a step back, if you can, and you go, wow, look what I have built. From SimCity on up. And I remember when SimCity came out for the iPhone, what was that, about 5 years ago? I was playing for a while, and then it got just so aggravating. Because I was always, my power plants, there's just always something going on wrong. Or there was a flood. And I remember I ended up having something like 75 fire trucks for my town, because everything was always on fire. But you are going to have a zoo, and you will have people protesting your zoo if your animals don't get good care. The animals, by the way, always need something, and if you don't keep up with their cages, they will escape. But here's the thing. To take care, this is almost like a learning tool, like Assassin's Creed in Egypt. It's like you can play the, what was it called, like the antebellum way of playing where, you know, we're just going to make it like class. Let's watch the evisceration of a pharaoh and organs in canopic jars and put into a tomb. Well, you have to study your animals in this game. Oh, I should give you a question to answer. That would be good. Planet Zoo, is this about animals? Or is this about mercenaries? Send me your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, SPORTSBYLINE. And the second correct answer will get it. Is it about mercenaries or animals? Is that a trick question? Not a trick question. But you have to research these animals, and there's a lot of cool animals. There's Komodo dragons, and there's timber wolves, and all sorts of things. So you have to know what kind of environment that they need. You know, you've seen some janky zoos probably in your life, and they're sad. I mean, that's getting much, much better since the turn of the millennium. But I remember in the 70s going to some zoos, it was just basically like a cement lot. There's the tiger. We threw out a basketball, and there's a cup of water for him. It's a little different. But you got to know your cash flow, and there are different themes. You can have like Indian animals, African animals. You can do all sorts of cool designs. Even like putting the food bowl closer to the glass so the animals eat, that will get more people in and get you more cash. But this requires an enormous amount of patience because you got to do a lot of research, and that sometimes can ruin the fun when it just takes too long. Now, I haven't played it. I have read a couple reviews on it, and like anything, you know, you're going to get out of this relationship what you put into it. If you don't water a garden, it's going to die. For people who I, you know, really put a lot of time and have the patience for it, there is a good payoff for it. But I think a lot of times we don't have the patience for such games. But anyway, from Frontier Developments, Planet Zoo, send your answers. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this about animals? Or is this about mercenaries? We have the upcoming games. I'll let you know what's new this week coming up in just a second as we get back to the swing of things. Of course, with Christmas and Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, anything else, your time off from work. People take time off from work, the New Year's as well. And with Christmas and New Year's Day on Wednesdays, this is when a lot of people take a full 2 weeks off, and this was planned ahead of time. So we haven't had a lot of new games. We're going to start getting a little bit more momentum going here this week. One of them that I will mention, I'm very interested in. This is going to be a Thursday release. Most of these are Tuesdays, but it's called Stories Untold. And it's going to be on the Switch. It's also on Mac OS and the PC as well. It's an episodic horror adventure puzzle game. Yes. Developed by No Code and published by Devolver Digital. It was written and directed by John McKellum, and this was already out in England on Mac, but it's making its Switch debut here. It is a mix of adventure games genres, including text-based adventure, first-person exploration, puzzle-solving, and it's based on technology from the 80s. And in fact, the cover art for it looks like an old 80s poster, and you see for like a movie, and you see a lot of like old equipment. And there's four episodes, and each of them is an adventure in horror genre. And first thing you might notice is it's a remastered version of The House Abandoned, which was a game that was free to play that came out a few years ago. But the thing that I really like about this is the text-based adventure. By the way, it does take place in England in 1986. And the player, the protagonist, has no name. You don't even know if it's a boy or a girl or as something else these days. We don't know what it is. But there's a second protagonist referred to as Mr. Asian. And there's a third protagonist named James. So just to start off, The House Abandoned, which is the first of Stories Untold, this is going to be the text-based adventure game. Now, if you're my age, you grew up with text-based adventure games, and some of them were really, really fun. There was one I used to play at the Lawrence Hall of Science in Berkeley, which was, this is in the 70s, and it was text-based, and it was called Star Trek, and it was basically just these numbers on a printout. And you're saying you're being invaded by Klingons or Romulans, and I sucked at it. Just not good at all. But then you got into text-based, and that was, you know, you're in a dark cave. Okay? These are like the original IBM PCs and the original Macintoshes, as people had them, as before they started going, you know, to Apple. And so you had Apple Macintosh, and you'd write, light flashlight, and I say, okay, now the room is lit. You see an apple. Eat apple. The apple was poison. You died. Oh, start over. Turn left, turn right, that type of thing. And the funny thing is as lame as that sounds now, and look, I'm not going to lie, it is lame, but that's all we had. It's a nice little throwback, I'm going to say. Like I said, I haven't played this. It's going to come out here on Thursday for the Switch. I just think it's cool that they've thrown that in. Because once you get past that, you get to the next episode, which is called The Lab Conduct. And you do a series of experiments. Then you get to one called The Station Process. And that's where James is in an Arctic monitor station in Greenland. And whenever something happens, I always think of The Thing, James Cameron's The Thing with MacReady. And then the last one is called The Last Session. And this I don't want to give anything away. I haven't given anything away anyway. I will never will. But this looks like a pretty cool game. And I want to check this out on the old Switch. By the way, one of the things cool about Switch Lite, of course, it's all you have to download everything on the Switch Lite, is playing somebody else who has a Switch or playing with somebody else who has a Switch. And it works like a charm, as you would imagine. It works seamless, but it reminds me of the old Link cable. Do you remember the old Game Boy SPs? And they look like, almost like a compact with makeup, and you just flip it open. That was that 2004, 2005, 2006. You could get a cable and you could link it with somebody else and you could play with them. And now it's just, the technology is crazy. And the Switch Lite, I just want to say, works perfectly well. All right, let me tell you about some of these new games as we go to a new week. First of all, on Tuesday, Super Mega Space Blaster, Switch and PS4. Most of these are DLC. Hardcored Mecha. This is on the PS4. Atelier Shally Alchemist, PS4, Switch, PC. Atelier Alicia Alchemist, PS4, Switch, PC. Atelier Dusk Trilogy Deluxe, PS4, PC, Switch. And then Atelier Esha and Logi Alchemist, PS4, PC, and Switch. Four games if you love this franchise. A game on the PC called Orange Blood. I didn't get any description of this, but that's coming out on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Wizardry, The Labyrinth of Lost, an adventure game on the PC. A Long Way Down, a PC card game. And then on Thursday, as I mentioned, Stories Untold on the Switch, as is To the Moon, which is different than just Moon, which we gave away back in the day, a PC game, To the Moon. And the cover art on this is an old man in a hospital bed. Doesn't really inspire a lot of action, but maybe it's just a little bit, a little scary there. And then a couple of games are going to come out over the weekend from Japan. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, that's on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And then Tokyo Mirage Sessions, number FE, or I guess you could say hashtag FE, which is about as anime as it gets. That's an RPG on the Switch. Those will be the new games this week. When we come back, I'll get to the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Thanks for those viewing on Twitch inside our studios here in San Francisco, right here on Broadway, just blocks from the Bay. Let's end the show in our customary fashion. If you're not aware, at the end of the show, I like giving out cheat codes for games, usually older games. But send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have here one from Carl. Carl said, I need the invincibility on the PS4 for GTA 5. Well, I'm going to give you a couple here. I'm going to give you some extra weapons and ammo, too. Invincibility, which, by the way, lasts 5 minutes, and the clock will start. You can either, on your PS4 DualShock, go right X, right left, right, 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 left X triangle, or get out your cell phone in the game. I did it and it didn't work. The cell phone in the game. And type in, or I should say dial, 1-999-PAINKILLER. That's 1-999-7246-545-537. 1-999-PAINKILLER. For the extra weapons and ammo, you can take out your DualShock, go triangle, right to left, left, X, right, triangle, down, square, left, left, left. Or get out your phone and dial 1-999-TOOL-UP. That is 1-999-866-587. 1-999-TOOL-UP, which will help you as well. And, by the way, I think that if you just want to fly around and you want moon gravity, and why wouldn't you fly around the whole city? It's 1-999-FLOATER. That's right, 1-999-FLOATER. That's 1-999-356-2837. Did they put a lot of cheats in this? Yes. And this is the thing, this is the problem, in quotes, with GTA 5 and all the GTA games. I know it. When I buy them, I'm just going to start cheating right from the get-go. I can't help it. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up next, Sports Talk.